Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, is there anything you've been thinking about doing once the world becomes a little more normal?
Oh yeah, Jim. I've got my heart set on visiting the Cha-Cha Palace.
Okay, well, you've mentioned that the show would be nothing without listeners. We all understand that and appreciate that.
Totally.
But it also wouldn't be much of anything without our interns.
No.
Right?
And, yeah, totally right, Jim. And I want to thank all those, you know, pretty much from top to bottom, majority thanking the interns when they call in, you know, and not thanking as much as greeting them as part of...
Yeah.
You know, the team here that does everything, and that's really what it is. It's a team, and we're so grateful to them over and over again. So thank you guys. And I think one of the most wonderful things we've done, just going back as I chose my best of picks, which you'll hear tomorrow, going back and looking at when we added the interns to the monthly new music series and how everything just kind of exploded from there. So it really was, that was really kind of the key turning point when we added them in.
Yes. If you ever listen to like CNN on over the radio, there's like, well, when I had satellite radio, this is what I would do. Might be familiar where there's a certain like commercial that would come up all the time.
Uh-huh.
It's for like some like mortgage refinance or something like that. I don't know, whatever. But the guy uses this line, which is so true about what you're just saying. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind.
Oh, yeah. There it is.
Right?
I've heard that commercial,
And that was getting the interns picks, the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind.
There it is.
So, all right. Let's start here. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
We're going to start here with Mary Edelberg, intern Mary.
Greetings, Suburbs Pod. Intern Mary here with my 2020 pick of the year. First, I'd like to start by saying a huge thank you to the community for all of our lovely gifts this year. I'd also like to thank you for the opportunity to become a part of your ever-growing community. For my album of the year, I decided to go with Glass Animals' Dreamland. It's an electronic pop band from the UK, and their album just hits me right in the nostalgia parts. They've released 5 singles from this album, and they're all extremely catchy. So if you hadn't had a chance to check it out, I would say it's worth a listen. Have a wonderful and safe new year. And remember, keep rocking the suburbs.
All right. Thanks, Mary. Thanks for everything.
Thanks, Mary.
And, and by the way, to the community, you want to send gifts to the interns. It's a really lovely thing to do. So we can hook up with that.
Lot.
Just let us know.
Yep.
Okay, here's the song from Glass Animals' Dreamland. Looks like the song to play is Heat Waves.
Okay.
Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. Heat waves been faking me out. Can't make you happier now. Sometimes all I think about is you. Nights in the middle of June. He waves been faking me out. Can't make you happier now. Usually I put something on TV so we never think about you and me. But today I see our reflections clearly in Hollywood, laying on the screen. You just need a better life than this. You need something I can never give. Fake water all across the road. The night is come, but sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. He waves been faking me out. Can't make you happier now. You can't fight it, you can't breathe. You say something so loving, but now I gotta let you go. You'll be better off in someone.
All right, there you go, Glass Animals.
Very nice. Very nice. I was not familiar with that. And also, just looking here and learning that this is actually an English pop group.
Yeah.
Which is really cool, too. So I have no idea.
Yeah. I've heard of them, but I'm not sure I've actually heard them. Like, because I know that they're, you know, fairly popular and or have a, you know, good size following. But
yeah,
it's a cool name, Glass Animals. But now I'm going to become more familiar with them. So that's awesome.
Well, I tell you, just looking here, too, there's a picture of some of the well, there's a write up on some of the influences, but there's a picture of Pikachu from from Pokemon. So that definitely, when Mary spoke to nostalgia, that definitely speaks to the nostalgia of my offspring too.
Yeah, there you
amazing.
Go.
Yeah. Really amazing.
Okay. Next up, intern Sam. That's Sam Lisker.
Hey, Jim and Patrick, fellow interns and Rockin' the Suburbs listeners. This is intern Sam here calling today with my favorite album of 2020. This was also a new music pick of mine last year, and it's a record that I kept revisiting the most. It is the now Grammy-nominated album Women in Music Part 3 by Haim. I've already talked about why I like this record so much, so I'll try not to repeat myself. I've had this album on repeat since its release back in June, and that's because there's a song for everyone on it. It's an honest album. The members of Haim expressed some very personal struggles through their songwriting on this record, most of them being experiences that listeners can relate to. For example, you can feel the torture in Danielle Haim's voice on I Know Alone, which is a track about loneliness, depression, and isolation. And it's a song that was recorded before the pandemic, but it took on a whole new meaning this year when it was eventually released. You can feel the group's frustration and anger on Man from the Magazine, which is a story about sexism that the band has faced. And there are songs on this record that make you want to get up and dance if you want to obviously be in a more cheery mood, like The Steps and 3 AM. Now, with the past year being so crazy and unpredictable, there were often times of frustration, grief, and regret. But this album, as well as the music sent by listeners, got me through this hell of a year. It brings me tremendous joy to box 2020 up and send it down the river as we hope for better days ahead in 2021. Thanks for listening. I hope you all have a safe and healthy new year. And don't forget to keep rocking the suburbs.
All right. Great to hear from Sam.
Excellent, Sam. Thank you so much. And we want to thank Sam for the work he did on the front lines of journalism this year. I know there's stuff on him, and he works really, really hard. And still, he's able to fit in all this stuff rocking the suburbs. So we're glad it gives him a distraction and helps him going. That means a lot. And that was a beautiful summation of why he loves this record. I'm not sure there's anything I could top in what he said. I know this band is really loved by a lot of people across the spectrum of our community.
Oh, totally. And I know this has been a favorite of Sam's. Like, as he's mentioned it before, and he loves it. And I love that about, you know, him, that he has this passion, you know, for certain music that he really enjoys. So one more shout I want to give to Sam is probably my favorite song of 2020 of anything was a cover of this Weezer song, Hash Pipe. And Sam put together the video for that. So he edited the video for that. So that was it was a fun little project that you and I and some listeners recorded a cover of that song. And then and Sam did the music video, and it's awesome. It's awesome.
Yeah,
he did really amazing work with it, right? So
yeah,
shout out to Sam for that.
Yeah, big shout out to Sam for all his skills and the way he so generously volunteers to take on all kinds of stuff for us.
Yeah. Echo Park Jimmy, by the way, did the lead vocals on the Hash Pipe cover.
And, from Santa Monica Boulevard.
Many other listeners contributed their parts as well. So it's really cool. Right. All right. Now, speaking of Echo Park Jimmy, he's also a huge fan of Haim. So
that's
fits
right.
Perfectly here. The song I want to hear, you know, Sam mentioned some different ones, but I thought what he had to say about this one particular song having special resonance during the pandemic made it something I wanted to hear. So it's called I Know Alone.
Change.
All right, there you go.
Beautiful stuff.
You know what I really like about that is not only is it, you know, as Sam described, written about, you know, pretty weighty subject matter, but there's a certain lightness to it as well, you know, at least musically. And so it takes maybe a little bit of the edge off of it, makes it something a little bit more, you know, easier to swallow.
Totally. And, you know, they're just such a modern band. There's many, many elements about them that make them thoroughly, thoroughly modern. And from their approach to their, you know, consistency to their popularity, it's really, they're quite a group.
Super talented, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Next up is intern Matt Windler, who, by the way, he is our correspondence intern, and he compiled the lists of all these listener calls, you know, that was a huge help in terms of getting our arms around all of this.
Yeah, so. Absolutely.
Happy New Year, Jim, Patrick, Sam, Sammy, Mary, and fellow listeners. Intern Matt here with my favorite album of 2020. For me, it was Punisher by Phoebe Bridgers. I came to this record late. For whatever reason, I slept on it for most of the summer, and then it hit me like a ton of bricks. There's so much emotion in her music. I saw it described as emo folk, and I really think that's fitting. It's the kind of music I wish I was listening to as a teenager. It can be depressing, morbid, angsty, and tragic, but still beautiful, delicate, and hopeful. Despite being an onslaught of emotion, there's still structure there, too. On one of the year-end lists, they described Phoebe Bridgers as someone who writes music for faithless burnouts who still want to believe, and I really love that. In what has been a trying year for so many, to say the least, her music has felt so relatable and comforting. For a song, since we've already played Kyoto on the podcast, I'd go with ICU. The line, "I get this feeling whenever I feel good, it will be the last time," is pretty apt for a terrible year. So here's to moving forward and working hard for better days. Thanks, Jim and Patrick, for doing this show that has been such a needed escape for so many. And thank you to everyone who helps make it the welcoming, music-loving place that so many of us love. So please keep calling the party line, keep emailing in, and keep on rocking the suburbs. Cheers.
All right, thanks, Matt. And look at Matt giving a plug for his job.
Yeah,
job security. He needs it, right?
Bring it on. Bring me more. Bring That's me right. more. Yeah, great, great sentiments there from Matt. And we want to thank him so much for everything he does. I mean, there are a lot of channels to keep track of. And I can barely keep track of myself. I mean, I can barely get dressed in the morning. And you've got an important job and you're doing a million things for this podcast. So it's really important that he keeps everything organized. And you know, like we do on the fan mail episodes, sometimes it takes us a few months to get to stuff, but we get to it because Matt's always finding the stuff that he knows is important and relevant for our audience. So endless thanks for that.
Totally. Okay. Now, Phoebe Bridgers, another one. I'm surprised it took us this long to get to this album.
Well, exactly. Peppering the best of list this year.
She's great. She really is great.
I mean, awesome.
And I love her music as well, so I'm so happy that Matt picked this.
Yep.
The song he suggested is ICU. That's the letters ICU as in, you know, at the hospital.
You
All right, that's great.
Beautiful stuff.
She has such a great blend of like there's really, I find her melodies to be really strong, mm-hmm, but not mm-hmm, like in your face. Do you know what I'm saying with her?
There's
such a great blend of like musicianship and songwriting, yep, and it's like this, almost like this undercurrent of talent that goes through her music. Yeah. I don't know how to explain it exactly. She's not showy. But no, when you listen to the songs, you're like, man, that's a really well-written song, you know?
And, you know, I would encourage people to go to Phoebe Bridgers' website, look it up. It's got a really funny URL. We can't say it on this family podcast, but I think you'll enjoy it. And there's a line there that you see at the bottom of that website, which is a lyric for one of her songs that's a haunted house with a picket fence. And like, to me, that's so apt to describe kind of what her music is, because you think of a picket fence as like a nice, cheery, you know, suburban house with like a nice, neat, like picket fence, but there's a haunted house behind it.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just cool. And everything about her is awesome. She seems so grounded and so talented.
Totally.
And acknowledging the struggle while being a part of it is really tough. And she does a great job.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love her. Oh, she's great. Yeah. Okay, now we have intern Sammy. That's Samantha Reed. And here's her pick.
Happy New Year, Rockin' the Suburbs community. Happy New Year, Sam, Matt, and Mary, and Jim, and Patrick. So I labored over this decision for perhaps longer than I should have. You can just ask Jim, who patiently waited for my recording. Sorry, Jim. There was just too much good music, and I feel like I was introduced to so much good music this year by the community alone, so anyway, here it is. I've decided my album of the year is Cha-Cha Palace by Angelica Garcia. And I came to this decision because it came out in late February, and I still keep coming back to it. The music is strange and interesting and compelling, and it kind of feels like every song is a different genre. And while it's no secret that I love Angelica Garcia, I think this album is worth a listen for anyone and everyone. For a song to play, all the tracks are so different, so this is really hard, but I think right now, I don't know. This is hard. I don't know. I love It Don't Hinder Me, I Don't Believe in Death, Jicama, Agua de Rosa, Karma the Knife, Valentina in the Moonlight. I love them all. So pick a song, any song, they're all good. Here's to a rockin' 2021. Stay safe, stay healthy, and keep on rockin' the suburbs.
All right. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Sammy.
Sammy, it was worth the wait. Let me just say that.
Yeah, totally. And I'm so glad that Sammy went with that message. I think it sums up, at least to me and probably a lot of other listeners who called in or our community, just how hard it is to do this. You know, as a music fan, you're like so torn, and it's such a big decision, and you want to get it right, and you want to sum up a lot of different things, but you could kind of hear it in her voice there when she's, you know, trying to pick a song. They're all great, you know, they're all good.
I know.
That's really should be where you are, I think, with an album of the year. So well done, and thank you, Sammy, for everything you do. Of course, we know she spends her life immersed in editing podcasts, and
I know
still has time for ours, which is awesome.
I know she does such a great job, and I also love that notion too, like, how do you know it's your favorite album of the year? Well, you just keep listening to it, right?
That's right.
Pretty simple. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of feel that way about the picks I'm gonna make, or I think I'm gonna make tomorrow. So
same. And I think Captain Doug said it a few days back, the X album just never left my turntable.
That's right.
So
that's pretty simple metric.
Yeah, right? Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so she mentioned so many songs. I'm not familiar with Angelica Garcia.
Neither am I.
So I'm just gonna go by title alone among the ones she mentioned, and let's play Karma the Knife. That sounds intriguing.
Beautiful.
Gambles to be a fool. Better not be reckless, children. Pride's the ultimate Achilles heel, yeah.
That is so cool.
Fantastic stuff, Jim. Really, really good. And just doing a little digging while we were listening to that, it makes sense why I love that so much in a way, because Angelica is part of Space Bomb Records, which is in Richmond, Virginia, and founded by Matthew E. White with Natalie Prass and Matthew E. White and a whole bunch of their bands. So that kind of cool collective spirit of theirs is amazing. And it looks like Angelica's based in Richmond now. Has been. So there you go. Amazing. Amazing. Loved it.
Well, when things, you know, start to get back to normal, maybe I'll run into her sometime down in Richmond.
There you go. There you go. Never know. And I'll say really quick, in addition to a renewed and repeated thanks to all four of our interns who do such amazing work for us, from the bottom of our hearts, we really appreciate it. As a slight preview to tomorrow's episode, I almost picked a song for my song of the year that Sammy introduced me to and us to on our podcast, sung by La Ludwig Band. It was right there as number two. It just was edged out. So while we're on the topic of Sammy, I wanted to mention that.
I'm looking at the Space Bomb, you know, roster of artists right now. And I'm noticing that Bonnie Light Horseman is also
there. That's right. Right.
And that was a real find from a listener on this series as well.
Besant. Yeah. Also, they have a really cool thing that you can check out. They have Matthew E. White sort of believes in the concept of like kind of a Wrecking Crew like house band. So they have this thing called the Space Bomb House Band, and they put out a bunch of different records where they're just kind of doing a theme, and it's kind of like their house band that backs up a lot of their recording artists jamming. So check those out. They're on Spotify.
I love that when a label has a house band. That's one of my favorite things in the world.
It's cool.
You know,
it's really cool.
Whether it's the Swampers or the Funk Brothers or whatever, like it gives the label some personality, you know, beyond just recording the artists, you know.
Yeah, so definitely means a lot and makes the sound a little more cohesive too, which is cool.
I think that's so great. So okay, let's get out of here. Thanks to the interns, thanks for everything, guys. Not just these picks, but these were really fantastic picks. So
awesome,
love it. And tomorrow we'll finally make our picks now that we've heard everybody else.
Yeah, we'll get be down to the end
what
of
is
the
that
month
line we'll... you've heard the rest now. Okay,
you're the the best. Now hear the rest.
Oh, there you go. That's how it should be for this. Right. Okay. All right. Let's get out of here. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you all tomorrow.
I can't have my boogies in it out of control. I know that you don't care, but I want you to know. The neatest stock and flavor is a favorite treat. A man that don't bother with the taste of the teeth. Oh. Big cheese!
Wingtip Sloat will be the house band for our...
for nobody.
our label, right?
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, we know four chords between us, so we'll see
that's
how
all,
it goes.
That's all you need. Four, you're showing off. You only need
yeah,
three.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. The okay. fourth one is a little showy.
Yeah, that's right.